Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I'm going to leave you with two words, be the final two words for this summer. No goal.
He couldn't take the hit that we gave him, so he knocks our guy out of the lineup for probably weeks. That's a joke. I want him suspended. I want him fined. I'll come to the hearing. I haven't called the league once. I'll call him 10 times tomorrow.
You just got to play. There's no other answer to it. I mean, you're supposed to dump the puck in and stay out of the zone. No, we just wanted to play. The more they acted like idiots, the more we wanted to play.
Well, that's Lindy's opinion. I've seen his teams do the same thing, so he ought to not talk about that. That's it.
Tell Lindy to
We're going to the playoffs, and you're going to take out one of our best players because you couldn't take a hit? That's a joke.
You're right in there, Ezra. You're right between them, and Roth is trying to get in there.
I've seen enough of this season as well.
I've seen enough of him that it's a joke.
To keep this quick, the Bills are playing right now.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Sabres, WGR Sports Radio 550.
1 o'clock today, the press conference to reintroduce former Sabres head coach. Hey, he's a former and future Sabres head coach. Or current.
Current. He's current. Yeah.
He was former, and then he was future, and now he's yeah, anyway.
He was actually future the whole time.
Yes.
We just didn't know it.
That's right.
That's how that works.
Lindy Ruff.
He was actually the future head coach while he was the head coach.
Well, he was the current head coach. In the past.
Yes. Right.
All right, my brain's already hurting. It's good morning. It's Tuesday, 2 days from the NFL draft. ESPN's got a counter. It's counting down the hours. We're at 59 hours to the draft.
They have it up already?
Yeah,
at 59.
59.
They have not during the commercials, but they have now, like when they were showing highlights earlier from like the Lakers Nuggets game, and while they're showing the NBA highlights, just the big bar on the left, it's like Kool-Aid McKinstry, and it shows all of his measurables and like profile.
Yep.
So they're full speed into draft stuff, I think, for the next 2 days.
We'll take your calls on Lindy. How's everybody feeling? Good? Warm fuzzies? Bitter? Hope? Let us know what you think. 803-0550. We had talked about the idea that Lindy would be the head coach, right? Like, we knew that would happen, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I ever ruled it out. Like you said, it started to fade a little bit, but there's always a possibility he'd been a coach in the league.
I feel like the moment he was fired in New Jersey, it could have lined up, right? That it was the working history with Adams, the timeline that you were on with Granato, him being available, just from that moment on, it kind of, and then the way Adams talked, I mean, it just, you could have so easily got there with how he talked. And how did he talk? He talked, one quote that's funny that I dug back up this morning, how much did Adams talk about accountability last Tuesday? How many do the players, right, talk about we're like ready to be held accountable? There's a quote from Tom Fitzgerald, the Devils GM, the day after Lindy got fired, which was, quote, accountability isn't always taking a kid and sitting his ass on the bench.
Which is kind of strange, because the Sabres and Don Granato, I feel like Don probably felt like he did hold the players accountable, but he maybe wasn't in a position to put players on the bench.
Right.
For who? What depth?
Right. All right.
And how many players they
Well, the kids in Rochester, right?
Right.
But they're not there.
They did not call up the kids in Rochester to put pressure on anybody in the organization. It, you know, maybe that's part of the problem is that the bottom six had guys that you weren't going to sit. Gergensen, Zaposo, you're not scratching Zaposo, right?
Well, that was the problem with the build of the team. And this could be a defense of Granato, I guess, and that's fine. Is look who they brought back. They brought back all of Zaposo and Gergensen's all year. We thought it was nuts that they had done that. And most of that was what? That they're in the lineup, right? That they are on the third or fourth line throughout the year. But then, okay, Granato thinks, okay, I want to... He might have gotten to a point where, look how Cousins is playing. I got to put him down in the bottom six. Hold these guys accountable, you know? Like, put them down further in the lineup.
He did that with Skinner.
He did it with Skinner at the end. Who was coming up? There was a time during the year where Okposo was playing on, like, the top line and on the power play unit.
Yeah.
And just, like, you can't be there. Like, that's not a good alternative. That might be labeled as, okay, I held the guys accountable. By doing that, I put Okposo in the lineup higher. A guy who is not even in the lineup for the Florida Panthers.
Right. Who wins in that scenario?
So, like, the part of the problem, maybe, and this would be, if I'm Lindy, I'm going to want this. You got to give me guys at the bottom of my lineup that I'm allowed to hold players accountable. You know, like, if I want to bench a guy like a Jeff Skinner, I need to know I've got somebody down further in the depth chart that I can move up. He had those on plenty of Sabre teams in the past. And I don't feel like they had that option last year, given that they brought back Olofsson, Gergensen, and Okposo. They did with Skinner at the end.
That's right. I wonder how Lindy has changed. Right? Isn't that a question?
Well, his GM in New Jersey thinks he was benching young guys.
Yeah. But that's a question he'll probably get today. What's different about, you know, the man that left 11 years ago,
right,
having been fired, and today? And another question is, this is a delicate one because you would have been a coach of another team, but have you stayed in touch with Terry Pegula? You know, how did this come about? Kevin Adams is going to be asked how much, I mean, he might resent this question, but I feel like it's going to get asked. How much did Terry have as input for this? Did he like the idea, push the idea, bring up the idea? I mean, I'm not sure that really matters, to be totally honest, because like we said many times, you might not like it if the owner is the one that brought it up or pushed it, but it's a defendable move, I think, for any franchise. If Lindy were to have been hired by the Flyers next week, would we be stunned by that? Tortorella gets fired and they bring in another coach. We want Lindy Ruff. Okay.
Breer brings in his former guy.
Right. That's a perfect example, too. And Breer could go to the podium and say, I know. And what were the Flyers? The Flyers going through the same thing. Tortorella at the end of the season had long rants about accountability and if these aren't the right players, then I'm the wrong coach, on and on and on. If Breer had said, now again, it might be cheating because this didn't happen, but you can kind of imagine if it did. If Breer hired Lindy and said, I know exactly the kind of coach he is, he's about accountability, just like Tortorella was, by the way. I mean, he's about that too. But it's the right move for us. Would anybody be thinking the Flyers are insane?
I don't think we would be here.
And Craig Berube might want that job, but
right,
whatever.
Right.
I think it's a defendable move. And again, this all stems from getting the question, how much did the owner have input in this? How much did the owner push this? At his press conference last week, dismissing Granato, Adams kind of gave an impassioned, he's got a lot on his plate. Of course he's involved. He's present. He wants to know. He wants to win. Like, he kind of gave a, stop trying to make this a thing.
Yeah.
Speech.
Yep, he did.
But I would bet it gets asked today.
I mean, the only reason I would care of whether it was, if this idea stemmed from Pegula and not Adams, is when you're trying to evaluate the job that the GM is doing, like, do we know to put Lindy on his resume? Like, in 2 years, if it's not working, does Adams get hit with that? Of, this was your hire. This was your guy. You've now had two cracks at it.
Yeah.
You've had two cracks at head coach. And like, are you even allowed to put that on him? Like, I would think we are going to, and that there's enough there, the connections that they have, how he sounded last week, that, like, I'll believe him when he says today that it was his decision. But it'll be a question. It'll always be a question, I think, of, like, how much he had to do with it.
Yeah. Well, no matter what, it's Kevin Adams' hire. And if it fails, it's going on Kevin Adams. Even if the owner told him, which I don't think that is what would have happened.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Do you want some instant trivia?
Sure. Instant trivia. Love it. Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door.
Lindy's last game, February of 2013. The Sabres dropped to 6-10-1, losing to Winnipeg.
And you were in charge of the goal horn.
How about that? 6-10-1. Fired. A guy with a big resume. Were the Sabres 6-10-1 this year?
That's a good question.
They might have been right in that neighborhood.
I might believe they were at one point. That was on the heels, by the way, of a, 89-point season. They missed the playoffs one time.
No, the Sabres this year were not 6-10-1. They were 7-9-1.
Okay.
One game away.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So his last game?
His last game. I'll let you pick. Do you want to guess the forwards or the defensemen? Who's in the lineup for Lindy's last game?
Why don't we start with the forwards?
Forwards.
If I go through it quick enough, maybe I can get through all of it.
12 forwards.
Okay, so 22. So Derek Roy.
Was not on the ice.
What? Okay, I know why. Steve Ott?
Yes.
Okay. They'd already traded Roy. Vanek?
Yes.
Pominville?
Yes.
Stafford?
Yes.
Let's go with Grigorenko.
No.
Not rookie Grigorenko. How about Tyler Ennis?
Yes.
Nathan Gerby?
Yes.
This is post Rod Niedermeyer. Who's playing center for them? Cody Hodson?
Yes.
John Scott?
Yes.
Who else is playing center for them? I've got Hodson. Is Ennis playing center at that point?
No.
He might be. No? Is Marcus Foligno on the team?
Yes.
Okay.
I think you're only missing three.
Okay. Matt Ellis?
No.
Really?
Nope.
Come on. He wasn't out there? Okay. How about
Corey Conacher?
No. Corey Trapp?
No.
I wanted that one to be right. Is it fourth line guys I'm missing?
Two fourth line guys and one not fourth line guy.
Gostad?
Nope.
Two fourth line guys and one not fourth. Cody McCormick.
Yes.
I can't believe this is during the drought, this team.
Just kind of the start of the drought.
Brad Boyes.
No. It's like 17 games into the I mean, the year before is miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, Leno.
No.
Really?
No, not in the lineup.
Was he hurt? He must have been hurt. Luke Adam.
No.
What? I've got one fourth liner and one non-fourth liner left?
Correct.
I'm running out of ideas. Derek Whitmore.
No.
Coletta.
Yes.
How did I miss Coletta?
And then the not fourth liner is, I mean, he's a first liner sometimes.
He's a first
liner
sometimes,
Depending on who he's playing with. He played on a first line with Lindy.
Connolly?
Nope.
First,
second, you know.
First or second line.
He had a line. He had a consistent line.
Hash.
Hash.
He's still there?
Jochen Hash was on that team.
Come on.
Jochen Hash.
He was still there?
Yeah.
Holy cow. How fast can I do the defenseman? Erhoff.
Yes.
Leopold.
Ooh, I think that's wrong.
Wrong?
Myers?
Yes.
Ristolainen?
No.
No?
Erhoff, yes.
Okay. Mankari?
No.
That's not a defenseman.
Didn't play defense. Maybe he did a couple times. No,
he did.
What?
I think.
He was definitely a winger. I don't know.
He was.
I think he got the Mark Pisick treatment where he, like,
he played defense? Or whatever. Not worth it. Steve Montador.
No. You only got Erhoff.
I only got Erhoff. Not Myers?
Oh, Myers.
Braden McNabb.
Myers, yes. McNabb, no.
Robin Regier?
Yes.
Robin Regier. That's good. Yeah. Andre Sequeira.
No. Think of this guy as...
Jamie McBain.
No. Think of this guy as Erhoff's friend.
Alex Sulcer.
Yes.
Was Talinder back yet?
No.
How many have left?
This guy became a future Sabres assistant.
Teppo Numminen.
On the farm.
Oh.
Nathan Paige.
Mike Weber.
Mike Weber, correct. And then this guy was a second-round pick, I believe, and went on to play for the Leafs.
P.J. Brennan.
P.J. Brennan. Here's a good question.
And then Miller was in that?
I'd imagine so. I can't.
Okay.
Somebody sent Nathan clipped it and sent it to me. Okay. I'll pull up that box score. Sabres, Jets, 2013. 2-1, February 19th.
What a game it was.
Antti Miettinen scored.
Who?
In the third. It was a 1-1 game into the third. No, wait, this is not the same game. Sorry. Wrong one. I got the wrong Winnipeg game up.
Maybe there were multiple Jets, Sabres, 2-1 hockey games.
Yes. Yeah, Winnipeg's been around a little longer than I remember. Anyway.
Not longer than the drought, though.
Could Lindy name that lineup?
They should ask him today. Why not? 6-10-1. I've got it up. 2-1 on February 19th.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking at that game right now, Andre Pavlik was in net for the Winnipeg Jets. Miller was in net for the Sabres. Yep.
Speaking of Winnipeg, saw a stat on Connor Hellebuyck. His goals above replacement is like 60 goals higher than the next closest goalie in the last 5 years.
He's the best goalie in the league.
Yes, he is. 1 o'clock today. Press conference. 1 o'clock today.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
As excited as I've been for a press conference in a long time.
When was the last time I was this excited for a press conference? Oh, I know. Thursday night when they introduced Rome Odunze.
Yes. Yes. He's going to be here. They're going to get his picture taken at the stadium. And they will announce that they are done for the draft because they will have spent every draft pick to go up and get him.
Who is attending the NFL draft? According to NFL.com, these are the players. 13 prospects are attending the draft. Which receivers, you ask? Looks like it'll be Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, Rome Odunze, Brian Thomas Jr. Those four.
Okay.
Draft 2 days away. Press conference, 1 o'clock, Marty Baron on Lindy next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.